countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
We'd like to extend our sympathy to the family of the late Pat Smullen, who passed away at the young age of 43 this week. Pat was actually a second cousin of mine. Our grandparents were siblings. And I know the great pride that he brought to his home parish of Road and surrounding area in that pocket of North County Offaly, where his funeral took place yesterday. In July 2018, shortly after his diagnosis, Pat spoke to me at length on this programme. And to finish this morning, here's a little extract which sums up the very positive nature and humanity of the man, the late Pat Smullen. May he rest in peace. Until I talk to you at the same time next week, bye-bye and thanks for listening.
Thankfully, we live on a farm here, so we've got I've got plenty to do, plenty to occupy my mind, and you know, and that's very, very important. You know, at the beginning, I never Googled the diagnosis. I never looked it up, and one of the nurses in Vincent sort of suggested that to me, because you know what, you don't need to be filling your head with stuff and death. So I sort of applied a little bit of ignorance to it, which is obviously great. I think it's been very helpful, and I just let the medical people get on with it, do what I'm told. But we're very fortunate in where we live here that I've got plenty to occupy my mind, and the days are not long. So that is very, very helpful. So I go racing, and I go to Dermot a couple of mornings, and you know, I get around and visit the stud farms as well. So I'm using my time pretty well. Initially, for people, if you don't feel well, the most important thing is to listen to your body. I mean, I knew there was something not quite right, and it took me a little bit of time, maybe, as I said, a little bit of ignorance, thinking it was only a wear and tear and a riding injury or a pull muscle, whatever. But deep down, I knew it wasn't just right, and it probably should have went to the doctor a little bit sooner. But I think that's the first thing, that everyone should listen to your body, because the body will tell you if there's something wrong. And then, unfortunately, if you're diagnosed with something like this, I just think you have to have, and hopefully have, a strong family around you, which is very important for me. And to just try, I know it's not easy, but you have to just mentally keep strong and keep focused, because, I go back to, applying a little bit of ignorance is a great thing. Don't think too much about it. Just get on with it. There's some great medical people in this country, and they will do their best to get you better. So just do what you're told.